he's the president because the electorate, or rather ZANU-PF, has chosen him as a candidate, and he won the elections. And until the party so says, no, we have played your part, he will stay in that position.
Mr. Mlea, what do you think?
Well, he's just confirming what we have always known. We have known that he has always had ambitions to be president for life. It's no longer a secret. Yesterday was just reaffirming or reinforcing the message. But it has now reached a ridiculous length, as we heard his wife, Grace Mugabe, saying that he will even rule from his grave. Obviously, this is the tragedy that Zimbabwe faces. Leaders who want to be in power until they die. I mean, in this day and age, that is not just tragic, but it's really, really anachronistic.
I think you can hear it, Mr. Nkomo. Some people like Mr. Mlea are saying that, you know, the president has been trying to be there for life. And at the end of the day, even the wife actually said that he may rule even from his grave. How grave is this kind of approach to Mugabe's stay in power?
Well, my understanding is that, fine, anybody can say he will rule from the grave or he will do this and this, but it's the party that should say he's going to do that.
There you are, Mr. Mlea. So indications are that Mr. Mugabe's party is always putting him there, and people vote for him. And they voted for him, by the way, in 2013.
Yes, it is actually true that it is his party, not the whole of it. Of course, we remember that they tried in 2007. I remember in one political meeting when Opam Chinguri tried to move a motion that the party must officially declare him president for life for ZANU-PF. That was opposed by the late Vice President Joseph Msiga and the former political member Dumiso Dabengwa, who said that this is unheard of in this day and age. How do I know that? I know that because I had the minutes of that meeting and I read them very carefully. So it's something that they've been trying to do in the party, but it's a disgrace, if I may say, in this day and age, to be trying to entrench leaders to be president for life, particularly a leader like Mugabe, who has not just failed the country, but who has created a calamity, a disaster for this country. This country, it is now in economic ruins. People are running all over the place to other countries. Go to South Africa, there are millions, others overseas. I mean, you can't have a leader with that sort of a record trying to stand before the people and telling them that he wants to be president for life. In fact, that he's going nowhere. And his minions around him saying that he will not just be president for life, but rule for life. It's a total disgrace. It's a tragedy. We don't need such things.
Mr. Nkomo?
Yes, if I can understand what my colleague is talking about, I do and respect his view. But even within a party, some opposition can come, someone can suggest, and they shut down. At the end of the day, what prevails is what the majority will have done, fortunately or not fortunate. But that's the situation when we talk democracy.
And what is the impact of all this, briefly, Mr. Mlea, on Zimbabweans?
It simply means that we are really going to continue on this slippery slope, on that tragic path that has led to destruction of the country. It means that there hasn't been any serious realization within ZANU-PF that what they need to save themselves first and foremost is internal leadership renewal, something that is done by all parties in the region here. They've understood that it's only ZANU-PF that doesn't understand that. And of course, the cost of it will be the destruction of Zimbabwe, the destruction of the livelihoods of Zimbabweans, impoverishment the country. And at the end of the day, they will even lose the party itself. The whole party will go down with him. He'll go down with the party of the country, which is a bigger tragedy. He's more concerned about his health, which is why he's always flying to Singapore rather than running the country. How many times, which is, I think, one of the scandals in Zimbabwe now, how many times has he got to go to office? We really don't know, because he's not really in the office. He only goes there on Tuesdays for cabinet meetings. The other times we hear he holds meetings at some other places, not his office. That tells you that he's no longer coping. So having him as a candidate in 2018 just goes to show that his party and the people around him, they are not just unpatriotic, but they are very insensitive. There is no patriotism in them.